feel like I'm in the studio half of my life now. With the 3 hour, it's only 1 hour edition, Jades, but it's fun. I love it. I mean, this is what I was born to do, is do talk radio. Absolutely love it. But I mean, I'm sitting here going, what time is it again? I'm getting lost in the clock, Jades, because, you know, we do today at the in the NFL. We're getting ready to get to that. We've always done it in the 1 o'clock hour. And for the first 2 days, we started doing the 12 o'clock hour, and we're looking at each other going, wait, that's not how we do things. So it's an adjustment. Good morning, NoCo, 6 to 10 o'clock in the morning. Those guys have just been fantastic. I mean, if you want a show that's going to give you everything, maybe in the mornings you're looking for that. What's the traffic situation look like? What's happening in our local community? What's happening in the world? What's happening in the nation? What's happening in the sports world? Brian and Tanner are going to give you that. Those guys do such a great job, and they're going to have some fun in the process. And it's a four-hour program now, 6 to 10 o'clock. Clark and the coach, man, they have been just absolutely on a tear. I love that program. Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick, they are changing the way we do things here. Just that show, we've always wanted to have a daily preps talk show that can really hit the stories, coaches' stories, the players' stories, and really go in depth. And those two guys have just taken it and absolutely ran with the program. And also, Clark's getting after it, man. I mean, he's also got work tonight. It's August 5th, my lovely wife's birthday, as I mentioned earlier. We move on with our 13 days, 13 teams high school football training camp coverage. Last night was Platte Valley Day. The day before that was University Bulldogs Day. And now it's Fossil Ridge Day. So kind of fitting, isn't it? I was talking about Tanner Arkin, the 6'5", 245-pound monster of a tight end. Well, that makes sense. We're talking Fossil Ridge today. So tune in at 5 o'clock. Clark Johnson going to hit all things Fossil Ridge. And those programs, man, you want insight on your high school football teams that you like, that you care about? You're not going to get them anywhere else. You're not going to get anything like this. And again, if you miss any of the programs and you're listening right now going, hey, I'm a Bulldogs fan, I didn't know, you got to go to 1310kfk.com under the sports programming tab, and you will find all of the podcasts available for the previous teams. We're getting the Platte Valley one up soon, but University is there. Fossil Ridge, and then Monday we'll go with Resurrection Christian. Tuesday is the Eaton Reds Day. Day Spring Christian, Roosevelt, Mountain View, Greeley Central, Northridge, Greeley West, Highland, Fort Collins, and Severance. If your team's not on the list, do better. 8 minutes after the hour, Chades, let's get to it, man. Let's get today in the NFL. That's my favorite one. Is that your favorite one? It's got a little Christmassy to it. The bells, you know? Just love it. Because football is Christmas time. All right, this is kind of interesting for the Los Angeles Rams. Coach Sean McVay said quarterback Matt Stafford's right elbow pain is a little bit abnormal for a quarterback. Comparing it instead to what pitchers deal with. Is it the way he throws? Stafford, who had an elbow injury last season, he got an injection in his right elbow during the offseason. He did not throw during the Rams' workouts, saying he and the team were trying to be smart with his throwing arm. Do you have a pitch count for Stafford this year? Stafford threw during individual and 7-on-7 drills. 7-on-7 doesn't exist anymore because Nathaniel Hackett says it doesn't. They did that on Thursday but did not take part in the team reps. McVay said earlier in the week that he doesn't expect Stafford to do so before the Rams leave Irvin on August 10th. McVay said the Rams athletic training staff and Stafford tried some things in the offseason with the goal of alleviating some of the pain he was feeling in his elbow. McVay said going into camp, the Rams knew they wanted to have a modified approach and progressive build. I wonder, is that a big concern? You know, McVay's kind of equating it to what a pitcher deals with. You just got to wonder if after a couple of weeks, full football game, you wonder how that's going to hold up. So that's something to watch out for. If you picked the Rams to go back and repeat as Super Bowl champions, you didn't pick them to who's your pick? Who's your pick, Jays? Buffalo Bills?
That's correct. I have the Bills and the Bucks.
You should pick the Bills to go to the Super Bowl this year and lose, and then the next three and lose. And then that's already happened.
That's, No, because we have Josh Allen now.
What is this we? Are you now a Bills guy? Are you?
I know. I was literally just thinking that in my head. I was like, I don't even know who we
is.
You
know I'm going to get you for that.
I'm still a Cowboys fan.
I mean, here's a Bills question for you since you brought me there. Is it better to have gone to 4 Super Bowls and lost in a row than to have never gone at all? Because, I mean, that hurts. 4 years in a row, the Bills were the best team in the AFC and lost. Is it better to have loved than lost than never to have loved at all?
Yes. I'd much rather have had the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl and lose it than...
But do you feel like that was, like, if you're an odds person, like a gambling person, you're like, those were our chances. Like, not many teams have been to 4 Super Bowls.
No, you're right. I feel like... But you also look back in the moment. Yeah, that sucks. Oh,
by
that
year sucks. 3, you know. Yeah. You're like, I'm probably going to lose it again. And right? Year 4 is just devastating.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We are cursed. 100%.
But, I mean, you look back on it now, and that's kind of like one of those things. Like, with the Rockies, like, yeah, we don't do much. But how many teams can say they won 20 out of 22 games to get into the playoffs?
True.
Like, it's just one of those things that it's like, it's historic and it's cool because it gives your team that, I mean, a little bit of historic value.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And Bills Mafia, like the fan base for the Bills is one of the better fan bases. And so you feel for them because they went to those Super Bowls. Hell, the Broncos went to quite a few Super Bowls before they finally won theirs, and they got smoked. They didn't go to them consecutively like that. That'd be a tough thing. Like, how as a fan do you even gear up for year 3? Year 2, you lose. Okay, yeah, lost 2 in a row. But year 3, you go to the Super Bowl again. Are you almost just preparing for disaster at that point?
I feel like the only way to compensate was to have really pretty cheerleaders.
It's true. That does help, I'm told.
That's why I'm a Cowboys fan.
that helps, right? That's all part of it. You think Josh Allen's the MVP. He's going to be the MVP this year, right?
Yeah, he's going to be the MVP, and Herbert's going to be the runner-up.
Herbie?
Yep.
I wish we had Herbert just so I could say Herbie more on a regular basis. You know, just like saying it.
That's a good name. That's a good nickname. Herbie?
Well, yeah. Well, you know where I got it. Did you ever see the movie Tommy Boy?
Uh-uh.
Chris Farley?
I don't even know what that means.
Do you even know who Chris Farley is?
Nope.
Well, that hurts.
Okay, hold on. In my defense...
Chris Farley, Saturday Night Live, big guy? He does the van down by the river? Mm-mm. Oh, man. Okay, in your defense, go on, defend yourself.
I don't know hardly any celebrities.
Because you're not a big... You're not into that stuff or what?
I never have been. I can look at a baseball player's face and tell you who it is, but when it comes to celebrities...
It's always baseball for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, and even when people just talk about... Like, people can recognize celebrities, and, like, to an extent I can.
If I showed you a picture of Chris Farley, you don't think you'd know who that is?
Probably not.
Okay, well, I wanted to tell you how I got Herbie, but now I don't
know.
No.
Tell me anyway.
You don't recognize that guy? You've seen him.
Maybe.
Do you ever see Facebook videos and stuff? Like, if they do Saturday Night Live videos, he did the Chippendales funny dance. He was the big guy that... No?
I don't think so.
Wow, I never thought I'd ever have to explain to someone who Chris Farley was. But that's okay. I forgive you. Anyway, the movie Tommy Boy, he's not the smartest person in the world. He's taking a test in college, and he's been in college for like 7 years. And... One of the questions was, who was the first to sign the Declaration of Independence? And it's John Hancock. And he has this very sure of himself look, like, I know exactly who it is. And he writes Herbie Hancock. So, it's just funny.
There you go. Okay.
You don't get it because you don't get Chris Farley.
You're right. I know. I have to ask you, though, what's your favorite Saturday Night Live skit of all time?
Oh, God. It's got to be something with Farley.
Really?
Yeah. Although Will Ferrell had some good stuff.
Yeah. Key and Peele did too.
Will Ferrell's Harry Carey impressions were very funny.
I think the one that's had the biggest impression on me was the Pat one. Like, where it's like you can't tell if it's a guy or a girl. But
oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. That's an older, that's a 90s. Isn't that 90s?
Yeah, that one, I don't know. My dad always quotes that one.
That would be so, like, you couldn't do that now, right?
That'd be offensive.
You couldn't touch that one. There's a lot of stuff that they did.
Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting one. I don't, because I was a big 90s to early 2000s. I liked Will Ferrell when he was there. But I was Adam Sandler, Chris Farley, David Spade, like that whole group. That was pretty good, too. There's so many of them on that you can't even, like, I'm not even going to describe it. Schmidt's Gay, go look it up. It's just, it's so out there and ridiculous, but it's funny. Probably Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey. That's probably the best one for me. The more cowbell thing is funny, but it's just the most overdone thing of all time.
I like that one too, especially like Eagles games. You always go to an Eagles game.
They always use that for more cowbell, and then he's up there doing the thing.
Yeah.
Do you watch it at all now? Do you watch the current group?
Uh-uh.
I don't really ever watch it. It's just not as funny as it used to be.
Well, there's a lot of touchy subjects. You got to be really delicate with what you can joke about, too, in their defense.
That's true. It's a tough time. Comedy is a tough spot to be in right now, isn't it?
Yeah, either you're one of those people who you just don't care about getting canceled, so to speak, or you just you tiptoe around touchy subjects.
Oh, yeah, and I think you're seeing that. And that's probably why, like, Saturday Night Live, who you know, they're on a national or a local outlet that's available to everybody, whereas, like, Dave Chappelle, you got to go seek that out. You know what you're getting, and you're paying for that, too, right? So Saturday Night Live, anybody can access if they have the local networks. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Chris Farley, do me a favor. Just Google some Chris Farley stuff. That's it. You don't have to go back and watch a bunch of the things I've suggested, but you should definitely go see some of his stuff. He's funny.
Okay, that's my homework assignment this weekend.
That's the homework assignment this weekend, is to go just Google Chris Farley hilarious skits, and your life will be better for it. 18 minutes after the hour, when we come back, let's talk about the AFC West. They are absolutely stacked. Just how stacked are they? The Chiefs weren't even displayed on a current graphic last night when discussing all the new additions coming to the West and why the West is the best division in all of football. 18 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Hi, everybody. Harry Carey here. I got to tell you, folks, it looks like we've got a very exciting World Series on our hands. The American League is represented by the Cleveland Indians, and for the National League, the Florida Marlins. It sure is exciting, dog.
So, okay, that's Will Ferrell doing the Harry Carey thing. Yeah, keep that in your list, too. That's another good one to check out. We're just trying to educate the Jades here. We're trying to hook him up with some real humor. You were telling me earlier that you don't, a lot of stuff that you watch lately, it's not very funny to you. You don't really find yourself laughing out loud. Well, I'm trying to help you out. In the 90s and early 2000s, there was some more humor going on there. So I'm trying to help you, Jades. How stacked is this AFC West? So I'm watching the Hall of Fame game last night. Obviously, the Raiders are playing in it. So we're talking a little bit about Josh McDaniels and how he's going to fare in the AFC West and how he's going to fare, you know, back, you know, fighting up against his old rival now, the Broncos. Well, they did like a graphic that came by the screen, and it was the Chargers. It was like the new additions to the AFC West, and Chargers, Khalil Mack, along with Bosa. And then it was Derek Carr and Devontae Adams next to each other. And then it was just Russell Wilson with the Broncos. And, you know, I was thinking there might be a graphic to show, okay, but still, The standard is still the Chiefs. But that was the main topic of discussion during the broadcast, too, was those three teams and how good they're going to be this season. Are the Chiefs now, just calm down, Dixon. Just all my Chiefs people out there, just calm down. Do you feel like the Chiefs are kind of an afterthought right now in the AFC West? Is Patrick Mahomes a little bit of an afterthought? Is he boring compared to the newness that's going on in the AFC West? I mean, this morning, like I said, Good Morning Football is going off about Russell Wilson saying, let's ride, we love it, and they're fighting about it, they're talking about it, and they're giving Keenan Allen a hard time for making fun of Russ. Like, they're going in on it. And like I said, the last 3 days, they've discussed the Broncos at great length. Well, then the big story for the Raiders is Derek Carr and Devontae Adams reunite from Fresno State. This is going to be absolutely crazy. And they got some good pass rushers, too. And then the Chargers, it's, hey, they've got the best roster in the West, maybe the best roster in the AFC. Overall, one of them, pretty close. You got Buffalo? They might have the better quarterback, but, man, the Chargers just... Wide receivers, good. Tight end, good. Oh, offensive line, really good. Defense, pretty damn good. But that's kind of the thing. Like, in Herbie, you know, he's getting... Is this his third year already? Is this Herbie's third year? Wow, time flies, man. Or is it his second year? Am I wrong?
I think it's his second. His rookie year was 2020.
Well, then last year was 2021.
So, yeah, this will be his
third year. Okay, good.
He's played 2 years. All right.
Okay, all right, okay. But that's what I'm saying is, like, is that bizarro world to say that Patrick Mahomes and his Chiefs are kind of like an afterthought with the West? They've ran this thing for a long time, but I think it's fair to say the rest of the AFC West is catching up, or maybe they've already caught up. I mean, the Chargers are... maybe wanting to be the clear-cut favorite here. I mean, a lot of people are picking the Chargers to win this division. I mean, they got a lot of stars, in this division now. A lot of solid pass rushers. Get ready, because it's going to be tough. And Denver getting Russell Wilson is great, and it couldn't have come at a better time, because everybody in this division just keeps getting better and better and better. I don't see it changing either. Patrick Mahomes is just 27 years old. Derek Carr's 31. He just signed a 3-year contract extension. Russell Wilson's probably going to be looking for a contract extension. So you're going to have this West be pretty good for a little bit of time. But that's what I'm saying. The broadcast last night was like, wow. You do an AFC West broadcast, you're talking about the division specifically, and you don't even mention the Chiefs. I mean, every game this year in the AFC West is going to be must-see television. I mean, the way it's set up in the NFL is all four teams could go to the playoffs now with the addition to the other wild card spot, because you got your one first round bye, you got your three division winners, and you got your three wild cards. So I guess that could happen, right? Denver could win their division, which they will. I don't know if it's more wishful thinking now or not, because James, I feel like I've talked myself out of this a little bit. When we did our position breakdowns, I feel like I talked myself out of it a little bit. But I'm committing to this. I'm going in. I think they're going to do it. Just get on Javonte Williams' back, and away we go. But it's going to be very, very tough. But, I mean, you could have Denver win the division and then three wild cards. And that would be something, wouldn't it? Now, the way the playoffs is set up, it does allow for that. Noob, sounds like math isn't your strong suit. What did I say about math? Oh, years 1 and 2.
Yeah. I can't count to 3.
That's why you're going to college, Jades. You're going to get there.
I don't even have to take a math class in college. Yeah. I've already got my requirements done for
you've
it.
You've learned. So. Okay, good. Well, you're in media, so it's probably a good thing, right? He said, Chris, ask Jades if he has ever heard Who's On First. You know that? Have you heard that?
Yeah, that's one of my
comedy
favorites,
spiel?
Too.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, County Swami. Math. You're kidding. I'm giving you a hard time. Think there will be too much cannibalism. I love talking about cannibalism. Too much cannibalism in the AFC West for that to happen, for all four to make it. Maybe they could all split. I think, honestly, I don't think it's going to happen because the schedules are too crazy. All four teams in the West have ridiculous schedules. So I don't see it happening. Just the odds of all of these guys going on and doing amazing things is going to be tough. But they are the best teams. In my, like, on paper right now, they're the best teams. It's going to be fun, isn't it? Aren't you glad, though? I mean, the Broncos are a part of this discussion. This is actually, we're actually talking about this team to the point where, okay, AFC West is stacked and the Broncos are part of the stackedism, if that's a word. They're a part of this. Now, we know the Broncos' first portion of their schedule is easier. So they're going to have, I mean, the pressure is on early for Denver. The Chiefs are the reverse of that. Their early part of their schedules is very tough. The Raiders have the Chargers to start the season off. Cardinals, Titans, Broncos, Chiefs, Texans. It's kind of scattered there, I guess. They have a stretch where they play the Chargers, Rams, Patriots, and Steelers. But, you know, it's like the Broncos and the Chiefs, you're going to know a lot about both of those teams midway through. Can the Chiefs survive their difficult schedule to start the season? If they can, then they'll probably just soar through the rest of the schedule and win the division yet again. But Broncos, on the other hand, if they struggle in the first portion of the season, they might be getting better, but unfortunately they're going to go up against the best teams in the NFL. So I can't wait for that. They might beat each other up a little bit. That could happen. Still a realistic chance that maybe four teams get in. Tom, don't call me Tommy Shaw, says homeless down by the river living in a van. See? They're trying to help you out with your Chris Farley stuff. We're trying. Give Jades, text us some of your favorite Saturday Night Live skits. It's obviously not going to be from the last, like, 5 years. But if these guys can text me some reasonable clips here, you can check them out. You'll have some entertainment for you, Jades. Baseball's, you know, we're nearing the end of the season. You got playoffs and everything, but at some point you're going to need some stuff to watch when the winter comes.
I've got the NL West showdown this weekend.
That's true. I'm kind of excited for it because there's no preseason football this weekend. So we got the NL. Who you got? That starts tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah. First game's tonight.
What time is that? I might watch that.
Who do I have? Probably yes. The Dodgers. Who do I want to see? The Padres.
I don't even care. Padres are kind of the romantic story right now. Boy. If they can win the series, makes it kind of interesting, the race. You say there's no way. What is there, like a 4% chance that the Padres can come back and win this race?
If that, the Dodgers are just going to keep winning games is the problem.
Yeah, that's the thing. And the Dodgers are trying to round out into, you know, that form where they're ready to just jump right into the playoffs and go grab a World Series.
Yeah, it literally has nothing to do with the Padres not being good enough. It just has everything to do with the Dodgers being that good.
Did the Padres do enough, though, to load up when we get to the playoffs? How do you like their chances if they go up against the Dodgers?
Assuming that Tatis can stay healthy or can get healthy and start playing, and their pitching, does Yu Darvish and Blake Snell need to be better, but I think they could fare pretty well. I think the Dodgers and the Padres could definitely be in the NL Championship Series.
Blake Snell's gotten better this year, too. He struggled a little bit this year. I mean, when he faced the Rockies like 2 months ago or whatever, they lit him up, and he had struggled for a while. Now he's kind of getting it together, isn't he?
Yeah, I think the biggest piece that they've had this year has been Joe Musgrove. He's just been dominant.
Well, Kaniswamy, if the Rockies sweep the 6-game series at the end of the year, then it's close, and that is absolutely going to happen because the Rockies have the Dodgers at the
if
end of the season.
If the Rockies can sweep the Dodgers in the 6-game series, uh-huh, I will buy you a trip to see Brady Hole.
Oh, wow. I thought you said Tom Brady. Just me? I mean, they don't have to. What is that trip like? What is that trip going to run you there, Jades?
I don't know. Whatever it costs to get them a segment on the show.
Okay, there you go. Did you see your boy from UNC light it up last night? Kyle Sloter had a touchdown pass. He was 13 of 25, 127 yards. And this little beauty.
Sloter's throw is a touchdown.
Well, I mean, it was just a little flats pass out to the running back, and it looked like it was going to be knocked down, but the DB just didn't get there fast enough, and it's a touchdown.
Well, and they couldn't have cared less. The game was over anyway, and they were talking about something else. So they were like, and his throw's a touchdown, and then they just went right back to their conversation.
You know who did care about that, though? The over was 30.5. So... And what did I tell you, Jades? Don't bet on preseason football. That's stupid. Idiots. Why would anybody bet on preseason football? I'm up $30, by the way. 37 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado. And you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
What is that? Is that salt and pepper? Is that okay? Yeah. See, you're bringing it back, Jades. That's good. That's a dirty song, though. You shouldn't be listening to that, man. You're too young. You want to hear a very interesting stat about Kyle Sloter? So, 2 years since the Bears joined FCS Division I FCS football back in like 2004, I want to say. They've only had really two successful years. And one of those years was when Kyle Sloter took over for Jacob Knipp. That was 2016. That was Kyle Sloter's final year with the Bears. The Bears won 6 games that year. And that was a very successful season for them. And even some of the games that they lost, they were close. I mean, people forget that was kind of as close to special as the Bears have ever been. Because in 2015, and again, Jacob Knipp's another great one. I loved that guy. He couldn't stay healthy, but man, he was a good dude. So the year before that, Jacob Knipp took over for Newsom, and the Bears also won 6 games that year. And Jacob was a stud. So Jacob was supposed to be the guy that in 2016. Okay, he got hurt, or they wanted him to be the guy in 2015. Whatever, he was pretty good, and then he comes back and he plays the first game, and they beat Rocky Mountain. Is that the high school team? I don't know. He had 185 yards passing in that game and gets hurt, and that kind of started a strand of shoulder injuries for Knipp that really messed with his career and his time with UNC. So Sloter comes in. They beat Abilene Christian barely. He has 408 yards in that game. They lose to CSU 47-21. They bounce back, beat Northern Arizona. They lose to Eastern Washington, UC Davis. Then they win 3 out of their last 5 games to give them a 6-win mark on the year. Kyle Sloter that year passed for 29 touchdowns, just 10 interceptions. The 29 touchdown passes set a new UNC Division I single-season program record. He rushed for 203 yards, picked up 3 rushing touchdowns as the team's starting quarterback. He started the season as a backup. Kind of a cool story that he's stayed resilient. He's, what is he, 30, 20, no, he's 28? How old did they say he was? Can you Google, can you, how old is Kyle Sloter? Siri? Yeah, I saw him talking to Derek Carr, too, so that was kind of cool. He's 28. But it was interesting, though, because like Chris Collinsworth was talking about Sloter, and they're just like, well, when he played in college, you know, how Collinsworth talked, he played in college football, and then, you know, that thing happened, and then his college team, and then he took over for the other quarterback that was there for his college team. Like, he could not mention the UNC Bears. Mike Tirico finally did. He said, you know, he went to Northern Colorado. But I just think that that's it's kind of a, it is a cool story, and I give people crap because some people are obsessed with Sloter and all this stuff. But I gotta hand it to him, man. He stayed resilient in this whole thing. Like he's 28 years old. He played in the USFL or whatever. Like, and he was good. He was turning some people's heads in that. And now he's back in the NFL. And a lot of the reason people were looking at him so much because he was still contracted in the NFL and he was still doing USFL. Stuff, but you know, he's one you kind of root for. He's just one of those guys. And he had a decent game. 13-25, 127 yards, and a touchdown. And covered the spread, by the way. So that was exciting. Hey, I want to tell you about one of our great friends. That's Cable's Pub and Grill. Man, that sounds like the perfect afternoon hangout today. Stop by, grab some lunch, or a late lunch, rather. They're always having specials. Yesterday was Fiesta Thursdays. Tomorrow, house margaritas for just $4. Sunday is $3 pints. Man, the spaghetti sounds really... I've been thinking about spaghetti all day for some reason. Spaghetti sounds wonderful from Cable's Pub and Grill, locally owned and operated since 1972. 46 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's take a glance at what's on the tube tonight. Just give kind of our closing thoughts. The first week of the three-hour format is almost in the books. Thanks, Hulligans, for being a part of it. And for doing so, I'm going to give somebody right now a $20 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill. On us. Perfect for your Friday evening festivities. Here's a $25 gift certificate to Cable's. Caller number 6 on our First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. That is caller number 6. You're going to get a $25 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill, where friends meet. 47 minutes after the hour. The whole show continues. We'll wrap it up on the other side on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and their Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhart, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Go, Jades. Enough of that other stuff, man. It's Friday afternoon. Football is upon us. Things are fantastic. And especially for Russell Wilson at training camp, too. Sounds like he and Cortland Sutton have been connecting. He hit him on a deep pass yesterday. So this is what I'm saying. I think you're going to start to see this offense turn it around a little bit. You know, typically, you see defenses in that first week or so look a little bit better. But as the offense gels, gets the terminology down, it's all good. So, man, Hall of Fame game is what it is. I'm just excited to see what the Broncos can do in their first preseason game. And we'll go from there. But, you know, it's a big weekend in baseball, Jay. It's a big weekend in baseball. Rockies back at it, too. Are you watching the Rockies anymore? Are you done?
I watch the Rockies when they have a worthwhile opposition.
Hmm. Well, I mean, what do they get? The Diamondbacks tonight?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm probably going to watch that Dodgers-Padres thing. That sounds much better. Is that on? What is it on? Is that on? That's going to be on. That's going to be nationally televised, isn't it?
I would imagine so. It has to be, right?
I don't know. Is it on ESPN? Does Friday night, do they do a Friday night baseball thing on ESPN? Let me find out for you. I'm going to look.
And Brady, when I was talking about the NL West showdown, I was talking about the Rockies and Diamondbacks.
That's what I figured. I was kind of like, you need to correct yourself, Jades. I don't know if it is on anything tonight, unless it's like MLB Network or something. I don't know. It's refreshing. Washington, Philadelphia is on Apple TV. That's the only thing. No, I don't think it's on anything. Sometimes they'll carry, though, like MLB Network will carry games. They'll go like regional coverage and get there. The Rockies are 47-61 going up against the Diamondbacks, 46-58. The battle of the bad. I guess that's the motivator for the Rocks, right? Just stay out of the basement. Would you be good with that? Would that be considered a success? They can still win 72, can't they? The over-under was 71 this year. So I think they can still, if you bet over, they're still very much kind of on pace. I think they lost a little ground on that the last two games. But now, what, four wins for them post-All-Star break? Yeah, they're sitting 47-61. They played a few more games in Arizona, so they're still behind. They are a game behind Arizona. I guess that's what you're hoping for, is just that you're not the worst team in the division. Meanwhile, we'll see what happens with this race between the Dodgers and the Padres. The Padres are 12.5 games back. It's like you said, Jades, I think it's like a 3% chance that the Padres can catch them, but it should make for interesting playoff baseball coming up pretty soon, actually. As for the Rocks, again, they get going later tonight. We'll see how that one goes down. Well, I believe we're having that game for you right here on KFK starting at 7 o'clock. I think we'll start the pregame coverage at 7 o'clock with the first pitch at 7:40. Fantastic stuff today. Joe Parker, Director of Athletics for Colorado State, joined us. Spent a lot of time with us. Talked everything from Jay Norvell, Nico Medved, contract extension, pressure to succeed, and conference realignment, and how to position themselves for the best possible outcome. Check out the podcast at theholeshow.com or 1310kfka.com. Have a wonderful weekend, Northern Colorado. Cannot wait for Monday, as I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.